87. The Founding of Georgia, 1732. In those days, it was the custom in England to send persons who could not pay their debts to prison. Of course, many of these poor debtors were really industrious persons whom misfortune or sickness had driven into debt. General Oglethorpe, a member of Parliament, looked into the prison management. He was greatly affected by the sad fate of these poor debtors and determined to do something for them. With a number of charitable persons, he obtained a part of South Carolina for a colony and named it Georgia for George II, who gave the land. Parliament also gave money, for the government thought it was very desirable to have a colony between the rich plantations of Carolina and the Spanish settlements in Florida. 88. Georgia, 1733-52. Naturally, Oglethorpe had no difficulty in getting colonists, for the poor debtors and other oppressed persons were very glad to have a new start in life. Savannah was founded in 1733. The Spaniards, however, were not at all glad to have an English colony planted so near Florida. They attacked the Georgians, and Oglethorpe spent years in fighting them. The Georgia colonists found it very difficult to compete with the Carolina planters, for the Carolinians had slaves to work for them, and the proprietors of Georgia would not let the Georgians own slaves. Finally, they gave way and permitted the colonists to own slaves, but this so disheartened the Georgia proprietors that they gave up the enterprise and handed the colony over to the king. In this way, Georgia became a royal province.